And let's do Psalm 48. Appreciate that we can meet tonight, Psalm 48. If anyone did not get to see the press conference for New York State pastors, they had 70 pastors show up. I encourage you to find that. It's on the Independent Baptist link. It's on our church webpage, and it's on something else. Oh, on my Facebook page. No, Beverly's Facebook page. So if you find that link, wow, what an exceptional bunch of preachers rearing back and letting Governor Cuomo have it, and all of the rules and the fact that we are having church no matter what. So I appreciate again that we could get that. Also, Charlie Clark had an interview on CNN, believe it or not, and they wanted him to not preach or not sing. Other than that, they can have church. What psalm did I say? 48. Psalm 48. And let's see. I think verse 1 and 2. I think we just did this one recently. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountains of His holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great King. Once more. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of His holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of our great King. Father, praise You. Thank You again that we could meet for prayer tonight. Thank You for each one that would gather. Praise You again, and thank You that we could touch base with those that can't be here. And pray, Father, again, You'd hear our prayers as a church tonight, as we would lift them up, as we would again look to hear from You. Thank You for Your bounty and blessing. Thank You for all that we do have in You. And pray now again that You would just touch and bless our prayer time, our prayer meeting. Thank You again for the victories that have been won in Your churches. Thank You again for the lawsuits that are pressing forward to keep our government from walking all over our rights to assemble and to worship. And Father, I just pray again that You'd continue to smile on Your churches and Your efforts that we put forth, and Father, that You put forth to cause again that we could worship and pray to You even during the time when our government's reared up to take over controls. Pray, Father, now that You'd hear our prayers tonight. Touch each one. Thank You for answered prayer we've seen already, and pray again that You'd just intervene in a special way tonight. We'll give You all the praise. Ask these things now in the name of Christ. Amen. Amen. All right. Praise the Lord. Well, we're right here in Psalms 48. Let's jump over to Psalm 148. That was in our reading on our schedule today. Psalm 148. And we'll look at a praise psalm. And I appreciate, again, going through all the psalms. There are certain things that I was looking for. I said, this time when I read through the psalms, I'm going to find a home for several of these psalms. And we'll look at that a little bit tonight. But the praise psalms are, again, rampant throughout this book. And it kind of closes. If you look at the last few psalms here, it says, starting way back there in verse Psalm 146, praise ye the Lord, praise the Lord, O my soul. 147, praise ye the Lord, for it is good to sing praises unto our God. 148, praise ye the Lord, praise ye the Lord from the heavens, praise Him in the heights. 149, praise ye the Lord, sing unto the Lord a new song, and His praise in the congregation of saints. And then Psalm 150, praise ye the Lord, praise God in His sanctuary. And so we have the closing of the book just filled with praise to our God. And let's go ahead and read aloud and together Psalm 148, all 14 verses. Psalm 148, a psalm of praise. And we'll open with that tonight. Psalm 148 says, "Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord from the heavens. Praise Him in the heights. Praise ye Him, all His angels. Praise ye Him, all His hosts. Praise ye Him, sun and moon. Praise Him, all ye stars of light. Praise Him, ye heavens of heavens, and ye waters that be above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for He commanded, and they were created. He hath also established them forever and ever. He hath made a decree which shall not pass. Praise the Lord from the earth, ye dragons and all deeps, fire and hail, snow and vapor, stormy wind fulfilling His word, mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and all cedars, beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying fowl, King of the earth and all people, princes and all judges of the earth, both young men and maidens, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord, for His name alone is excellent. His glory is above the earth and heaven. He also exalteth the horn of His people, the praise of all His saints, even of the children of Israel, a people near unto Him. Praise ye the Lord." Father, praise You again and thank You that we could gather tonight. Praise Your name and unite our hearts together in prayer. I pray again, Father, as we meet tonight, that You'd touch Good Samaritan Baptist Church. Thank You for each of our folks. Pray a special blessing on them. And pray again, Father, that You'd hear each prayer. But pray again now, as we meet around Your word, that we'd learn some things in the Psalms about praising You and about Your majesty. Father, that we'd come to love You a little bit more, even as we'd look through the Psalms tonight. We'll give You praise in the name of Christ. Amen, amen. Appreciate again that we can go through the book of Psalms. I hope again that we got the Psalms introduced again in that letter that I sent out a couple weeks ago that covered the introduction to the Psalms. I trust you kept that. And I love that introduction. It tells again the harmony of the whole book of Psalms, and the fact that again it covers every emotion, every feeling that the authors of Scripture had, but also every one again that we walk through. And so the book of Psalms is a tremendous portrayal of the entire Bible, from creation to the second coming of Christ and His ruling on this earth for 1,000 years, is all portrayed very compactly in songs, in psalms that were sung by the Hebrews through these 150 chapters. There's one category of psalms I've never really taught on before, and we're going to do that tonight. So if you'd look at Psalm 109, and let's go ahead and look for a moment at Psalms 109. Whenever I've read this psalm, I've been remiss as far as what to do with it. It's called a imprecatory psalm. That's a big word. And what it means is it's a psalm that wishes the worst upon our enemies, I guess is how you'd put that. So it's an imprecatory psalm, and there are several of them in your Bible, but Psalms 109 is imprecatory from verse 1 all the way to its close. And so it's an interesting psalm. We want to look at it here tonight. And so look with me at Psalms 109, and also let me list some of these others. I've written them every time I run into one of these or a section of a psalm that's imprecatory. I jot it in the margin of my Bible. Now this time reading through Psalms, I know I found two more of them, but I was in my other Bible and I never did get my notes updated. So there's two other ones that we ran into, Beverly and I, when we read, and I said, oh, this is a imprecatory psalm. Write that down and we'll put it in my notes. And so I'm missing two, but Psalm chapter 70, verses 1 through 3 is the same. Psalm 69, 22 through 28 is the same. And these psalms again, and then Psalms 140, verses 8 through 11 are all this type of psalm. Now let me tell you that I've tried to apply this to several of my enemies. I don't have an enemy that I'd wish this on. I don't have an enemy that I could read this psalm and say, yeah, that's just what he needs. I don't have an enemy that I could... I don't even have an enemy that's an enemy against the Lord's work. I couldn't even pray this psalm against Governor Cuomo after he said, God didn't do nothing, I did it all. And so we have enemies of Christ. We have enemies of the cross. And boy, they're showing up in every little corner right now. Now that they've got the church on the run, they think, and the gates of hell seem to be prevailing against the church. Remember what Christ said, it isn't going to work that way. But here, as we look at that, and again, I cannot think of an enemy in all my life. I didn't have any enemies while I was in the military, except for the Soviet Union, and the nuke weapons were all targeted at them. I did not have an enemy, a personal enemy, that had attacked me so bad that I'd ever wish it. After I became a pastor, I found out that there are people who attack pastors viciously. There are people who hate pastors with a passion that I had no idea. I saw a little bit of that as a youth pastor, but nothing like I've seen as a pastor with people that just rail back and attack. And so I had some, again, that did all kinds of vile things against me and my family. And I don't bother so much me, but my family being attacked while I was in the pastorate was kind of appalling to me. And I read through these psalms then, and I still couldn't apply them to my enemies. And so let's look at Psalm 109, and I want to teach you tonight how to read this psalm in a way, again, that's altogether fitting for a Christian. And notice what it begins with. Hold not thy peace, O God, of my praise, for the mouth of the wicked and the mouth of the deceitful are opened against me. They have spoken against me with a lying tongue. They compassed me about also with words of hatred and fought against me without a cause. For my love, they are my adversaries, and I give myself unto prayer. And they have rewarded me evil for good and hatred for my love. Set thou a wicked man over him, and let Satan stand at his right hand. When he shall be judged, let him be condemned, and let his prayer become sin. Wow. Okay, now let's stop right there and think. If there is someone in your life that you could apply those seven verses to and say, yeah, that's what I want to happen to them, then I want to tell you that there's something wrong with you. There's something wrong with your Christianity. There's something wrong with your attitude in Christ. There's something wrong with your attitude towards sinners. There's something wrong with your attitude towards vengeance and revenge. And there's something wrong with your personal attitude and the idea that we are to pray for them that despitefully use you. And so notice that this type of thinking, this type of psalm, does not fit any place into a Christian's life. And you ought not be praying an imprecatory psalm against anyone that you know, enemies, foreign or domestic again, anyone that would come against us, this psalm has no place in their life. So I want you to consider where it does have its place. And it seems to be a psalm written by a king. A psalm of a king. And it's not good enough that you stop there and say, okay, this is a psalm that was written by King David. David had enemies. David had enemies that would have destroyed him, that would have destroyed Israel. And so, okay, let's give David a little allowance here and say David had the right to pray this psalm. But even that, after I read down through here, where does it talk about let the iniquities of their fathers be remembered with the Lord, and let not the sins of his mother be blotted out? Verse 15, let them be before the Lord continually. David did not have an attitude of vengeance nor evil, even towards his enemies, that is described in this psalm. But it is a psalm of a king. And so as we would read this psalm, I would have you put on, again, the person of the Lord Jesus Christ and realize that here this whole psalm, and I want to read down through the whole thing if we could take the time, is perfectly applicable for what the Lord went through. It's perfectly applicable to those who hated the Lord, who crucified the Lord. But even then, remember, as he was going to the cross, what were his words? Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing. Those that would reject salvation, there is coming a judgment in their life that is horrendous and unbelievable. Remember, God in the Old Testament said this. It said he's going to remember the sins of the father unto the third and fourth generation. And so you can find it here in this psalm, that the sins of the father is remembered in the lives and the family of the generations that follow him. And so all of these are, again, pronouncements, if you would, from the mouth of our Lord Jesus Christ and nobody else. No one else could take the words of this psalm and make it fitting into their life. We have no enemies that we would want or wish this upon in our life. And let's go ahead and read now down through this psalm with the mind of Christ and the mind that, hey, the world is going to come into judgment. Governor Cuomo, that I mentioned again in his railing against the church and his end run around the Constitution in order to shut down churches. CNN and their hatred, the protesters that showed up at Solid Rock and protested the opening of the church and said it needs to be stayed closed forever. CNN, who said that, okay, you can have church, only 10 people are allowed and no preaching and no singing. Land sakes. Listen, there are enemies of Christ in this world. But we, again, are to pray for them as a soul that needs to avoid the judgment that's put into this chapter. And there is coming a day when they will not miss out on the judgment. Before we read this, let me again mention one more time. I think I mentioned this before, probably in October, that the fifth seal, as they're opening the seals. The fifth seal is those that were martyred for the cause of Christ. And they're there at the altar. They do not have a resurrected body yet. We are there with a resurrected body. They are there without a resurrected body. And they make this plea, how long, O Lord, before you bring vengeance on those that are killing the saints of the earth? And so, again, understand that there is an attitude that there is a vengeance that's well-deserved and is due and is coming. And you can get a good flavor of that in here. But our reading through this psalm should put us in a Christian heart that says, may Governor Cuomo get saved before he reaches this point. May the politicians that are opposing the church and doing everything they can to close Baptist churches, may they see the light and get saved. May a witness, and may we bring their souls before God, that they could come to the truth rather than wallowing in the lies and the attacks against God's church, yea, against our Lord Jesus Christ. And so here, from the words of Christ, let's look again at those first seven verses. Hold not thy peace, O God, of my praise. Now here we have the Lord Jesus Christ, a member of the Godhead, giving honor to God. He does that, and that's not unusual for him. And you'll see a conversation between the Son, who's taken on flesh and robed in flesh and died on the cross for the sins of the world, and the Father, who is all holy. And we begin with that statement from the Lord Jesus Christ, King, that's coming. Hold not thy peace, O God, of my praise. For the mouth of the wicked and the mouth of the deceitful are opened against me. They have spoken against me with a lying tongue. They compassed me about also with words of hatred and fought against me without a cause. Notice the emphasis here is on the me of that, and it does not fit for you to put yourself in there. It does not fit to put King David in there even, who authored this. But it does fit perfectly when we understand that this is the prayer, the call, the cry of our Lord Jesus Christ, King of kings and Lord of lords. Verse 4, for my love, they are my adversaries, but I give myself unto prayer. And they have rewarded me evil for good and hatred for my love. Set thou a wicked man over him, and let Satan stand at his right hand. When he shall be judged, let him be condemned, and let his prayer become sin. Does that make sense? Again, that the Lord Jesus Christ, he and he alone can say these words. He and he alone can pronounce this kind of a judgment on sin and on sinners. Verse 8, let his days be few, and let another take his office. Let his children be fatherless, and his wife a widow. That's speaking of his destruction right there. Let his children be continually vagabonds and beg. There's the next generation. Let them seek their bread also out of their desolate places. Let the extortioner catch all that he hath, and let the strangers spoil his labor. Let there be none to extend mercy unto him, neither let there be any to favor his fatherless children. Let me stop right there again and mention the book of Job. Job's three friends, again, give the pronouncement that says, hey, this is how God deals with the ungodly. This is how God deals with the wicked. This is how God, and again, you find these, again, references almost verbatim in the book of Job and his friends explaining, hey, this is how God handles the wicked. This is what their lot in life is, not to mention the judgment after life. And so we see here again that the lot in this life for the transgressor is hard. And it's pronounced hard here, even by our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 13, let his posterity be cut off, and in the generation following, let their name be blotted out. Let the iniquity of his father be remembered with the Lord, and let not the sin of his mother be blotted out. Let them be before the Lord continually, that he may cut off the memory of them from the earth, because that he remembered not to show mercy, but persecuted the poor and needy man, that he might even slay the broken in heart. As he loved cursing, so let it come unto him. As he delighted not in blessing, so let it be far from him. Look at verse 18. as he clothed himself with cursing, like as with a garment, so let it come into his bowels like water and like oil into his bones. I've been in the military. There's lots in the military who cannot speak the English language without cursing. There's many, our next door neighbor even, is one that I've warned him and warned him that to be careful, don't talk like that. You're going to give an account for every word. And so again, there are those that are even as it says here, they're clothed in cursing against God. So let it come into his bowels like water and like oil into his bones. Verse 19, let it be unto him as a garment which covereth him, and for a girdle wherewith he is girded continually. I think there's going to be cursing in hell for eternity. Verse 20, let this be the reward of mine adversaries from the Lord, and of them that speak evil against my soul. Again, the Lord Jesus Christ in speaking. But do thou for me, O God, the Lord, for thy name's sake, because thy mercy is good, deliver thou me. For I am poor and needy, my heart is wounded within me. I am gone like a shadow when it declineth. I am tossed up and down as a locust. My knees are weak through fasting, and my flesh faileth of fatness. I became also a reproach unto them. When they looked upon me, they shaked their heads. And that, again, is a direct reference to what he did on the cross of Calvary. When they looked on him. And shook their heads. And so there again, you see an insight, a glimpse into this, that this is again a portrayal of what Christ went through for us. This is a holy psalm as we consider again what Christ went through and the hatred that man had and has even today for our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 26. Help me, O Lord my God, O save me according to thy mercy. That they may know that this is thy hand, that thou, Lord, hast done it. Let them curse, but bless thou. When they arise, let them be ashamed, but let thy servant rejoice. Psalms or Revelation chapter 1 says that he's going to come back, and the ones that pierced him are going to wail, and every eye shall see him. Again, a reference right here to this, for the fact that they, mankind, is going to be ashamed to what they did to our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 29, let mine adversaries be clothed with shame. Let them cover themselves with their own confusion as with a mantle. I will greatly praise the Lord with my mouth. Yea, I will praise him among the multitude. Let me stop right there again and say, hey, this is the words of the Lord Jesus Christ in Psalm. And notice again that he became flesh and had a mouth that praised God. An application here is, yes, he's God. But here, and notice again, the words of Christ fit right into this verse. I will greatly praise the Lord with my mouth. Yea, he has. Yea, he did. Yea, he does. Yea, I will praise him among the multitude. Now there is one verse, the last verse, that I fit into, and I trust you fit into. And notice what it says, the last verse of this imprecatory psalm says this, for he, I will greatly praise the Lord with my mouth, yea, I will praise him among the multitude, for he shall stand at the right hand of the poor, to save him from those that condemn his soul. And so there we are, we're the poor, and there are those that condemn our soul. But listen, the Lord Jesus Christ can save anybody. And so this psalm, again, has been a troublesome to me for a lot of years. But again, I've come to love these psalms as we see them through the eyes of the Lord Jesus Christ. I used to faint away from these psalms. But now we can look at them and say, hey, there is a judgment coming. That man's life on this earth is hard when they reject the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's going to get worse if they don't come to salvation. That's true of the politicians that are warring against the church. And make no mistake, we don't fight against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. And again, understand the principalities and powers are literally warring against the church right now. Are literally insisting that a church can meet, but only 10 people. And you're not allowed to sing out loud. And you're not allowed to preach the gospel unless you're wearing a mask. Lord, help us again that there is a warfare going on here. But praise be to God. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. As we go through this battle, I want you to remember this psalm and remember again that it's the Lord Jesus Christ who can pronounce this against his enemies. You and I don't have any enemies that could warrant such imprecatory statements. And so again, as we look at this, understand that there is a judgment coming to Governor Cuomo for the things that he did, for the things that he said. And again, we should pray for his soul that he could be saved before these things come to pass in his life. And reading down through there, you can already see some of them are already present in the politicians' lives who have reared up a fist against the Lord God. Father, praise you and thank you for the psalmist. Thank you that he captured so much of feeling and emotion and praise. But thank you especially that he captured the words of your only begotten Son, who came to this earth and was despised and rejected of men. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. Father, but we do praise you again and thank you that we could be saved. And that we could again have our sins forgiven. And that we could again not fit anywhere into this psalm because of your mercy, because of your tender love towards us. And Father, help us as we would again be ministers of reconciliation, that we could see our neighbors, yea, even our governor, reconciled to you before it is eternally too late. We'll give you the praise for your blessing on your words tonight. In the name of Christ we pray. Amen, amen. All right, praise the Lord. Appreciate that we can gather tonight. And as we do, let's go ahead and take some more prayer requests. And I had a prayer sheet made out, a couple that we need to mention. Pray for Bill. He did have his colonoscopy today. And let's keep him in prayer. Pray for Keegan, again, who has another complication. I didn't quite understand whether it was related to the chemo or not. But we promised Grandma that we'd pray and pray that God would hear Grandma's prayer for Keegan. He's got what? Cancer. He's got pneumonia. And he's got a blood infection now. And so he is released from the hospital and is home with, I guess he's probably got a port on for the chemo maybe. And so they're using that now to load him up with antibiotics for this blood infection. So keep Keegan in prayer. Keep Grandma in your prayers as well. Keep the Labars in prayer again as they had that procedure done. Polyps were found and they're testing and waiting again to see what to do next on Brother Bill. So let's keep him in our prayers tonight. All right, and then pray for churches in New Jersey. Several of lawsuits against Solid Rock is going to be sued by the governor of New Jersey and fined again because they opened church. As soon as the president said churches are essential, they said, that's it, we're opening next Sunday. And they opened their doors and had church. They had the plan all ready to go for the first Sunday in June. And so they are, again, under threat. The lawyers are all lined up on both sides to sue the churches that opened in New Jersey, and there was a bunch of them. And so they're all band together for a joint lawsuit, just holding out the First Amendment of the Constitution. And that's going on across the whole United States. Again, once the president said churches are essential, all the Baptist churches railed and said, yes, we're going to open. And so where was that interview where they said the president doesn't seem to have any weight? Oh, that was Lugano out in the New York State press conference. I did encourage you to get a hold of that. And they nailed everything that needed to be said to the governor of New York State was said in that press release, that press conference. And again, they just railed on the fact that the president made this decree. And a lot of people, if they don't like what the president said, then they are pitting themselves against God. It was literally that brazen. And so we need to pray for our country, pray for these churches, some of them, again, in the front lines. I put a list of them in the letter that I sent out to the churches. Pray for our missionaries also during this time. They are in countries, and there was a caller in on our pastor's conference that was from Canada, and he said, we don't have a First Amendment up here. And so they're hurting up there and under the control of government for what they do in church and how they do it. Other countries, again, I think of Paraguay. I think, again, of Cajamarca down in Peru, and the great excerpt that I put in our newsletter there from Victory Baptist Press and the Bibles that have been released down there. And so we need to be prayer for all of our missionaries. It's hard all over the world. One of the missionaries in the Philippines said they're going to stick it out no matter what. The other one, they're the coroners that were in the other side of Haiti. I forgot the country. Dominican Republic. They got back and came back to Florida and avoided jail. So pray again for all of our missionaries as it's tough all over the world. And boy, there's a challenge all over the world. This, again, is principalities and powers and workers of darkness in high places that are all over our world and trying again a ploy against the Lord Jesus Christ. So let's pray again for victory there. Pray again for his servants to have wisdom and to know what to say and when to say it. And we'll praise the Lord for some victories already won. All right, and I think that's all the prayer requests I had listed here. Anyone else have any? Who's that?
Jeannie.
Yes, let's pray. Keep on praying for Jeannie. She's permanently on her prayer list here for relief from the stomach pain and relief from all these other problems, and also, Father, for healing. We're just asking the Lord to do some great things in the Johnsons' life and their home. And so pray for Jeannie as well. All right. Anyone else? Okay.
The phone call said that Randy was doing better, too.
Oh, okay. Randy is doing better. All right. Let's pray for the Andrews, Randy and Tammy. And keep them on our prayer list as well. Was there someone else on our prayer list? I didn't bring a copy, so. All right, let's go ahead and have a word of prayer. I do not know if a recording will pick you up when you pray, but let's just pray around tonight, have everyone pray. And, I'm sorry, what's that?
Just
Okay, that's a big decision, and let's pray for the Lord's wisdom there and help and guidance as they step in for the tenants for the Cramners renting out their other side of their duplex. Praise the Lord. All right. I know I'm missing one, so if it comes up in your head while we're praying, you just yell it out loud and I'll write it down. Praise the Lord. Let's go ahead and seek His face. I'll open, and let's just pray around, and then we'll close. If you're listening to the recording and you can't hear what's being prayed for, you just pray with us anyway, all right, and take some time in prayer this evening. All right, Father, praise You. Thank You again. Thank You, Father, that we could unite our hearts together in prayer as a church, even though we can't all quite assemble like we'd want. And I pray, Father, again, that You'd hear each prayer of our folks tonight as we lift them to You, that You would touch our hearts, that You would touch us even as we look at our enemies in a different light as we've looked at this psalm. And Father, I pray again that You'd touch Your enemies also, especially those that are warring now against Your church and wanting us to stop meeting, wanting us to stop preaching, wanting Christians to stop singing out loud. Lord, I pray again that You'd bring them to confusion just now, but especially that You'd bring them to Christ, that they'd see their need and see what they're missing, even by the testimony of those who love You. And we'll praise You for the victories already won in this week. And Father, for Your word that's gone out even on a national broadcast, and we'll praise You now and thank You for hearing our prayer for our country and the plight that we're in, for other countries and the plight that our missionaries are in. Hear our prayer and touch and intervene as only You could. I pray that You'd bless Grandma tonight, who wanted to be here, who wanted to Facebook in and be in touch. And I pray again that You'd touch her and hear her prayer, especially for Keegan. Hear her prayer for her other grandchildren and great-grandchildren. And Father, that You'd just intervene in Grandma. We miss her and love her, and pray again that You'd touch her. Pray that You'd be with Barb tonight also, that wanted to be here but couldn't. Pray again that You'd encourage her. And Father, touch her tonight and hear her prayer. Father, I ask again that You'd hear each of our folks as they lift up a prayer to You, especially touch Dave and Jeannie. Thank You. We could have them here on the phone and pray that You'd intercede and bless and help there. And pray, Father, again that You'd hear our prayers now as we'd lift them to You and look to hear again from heaven. We'll praise You and thank You, Father, for hearing our prayers as we unite our hearts together, as we pray together now. In the name of Christ we pray. Amen.
Our Heavenly Father, we do thank You for this time that we can come to prayer, and just thank You, Lord, that we can meet here and we can bring our prayer requests to You and our thanks and our praise. And we just thank You so much, Lord, for the opportunity to be here. I pray that You would especially be with Jeannie and the prayer requests that she had for stomach pain. And I just pray, Lord, that You would help her with this and be able to take that pain away, and that she could be pain-free, Lord. We just ask for healing there, and ask that You would guide and direct. Pray especially for Dave as he's there with Jeannie, and sometimes it just feels so hard and just want to do something and don't know what to do. And so I just pray, Lord, that You would hold Dave and Jeannie both in Your hands and just wrap Your arms around them, Lord, and keep them safe. Pray that You'd be with Keegan as he's has gone home, but he does have a blood infection. He still has some pneumonia, and he's still dealing with the cancer. Lord, there's a lot of things there for a 19-year-old to absorb, and we just ask You would also watch over Keegan and pray for his healing and his health and strength as well. I do pray for Sharon and the cancer that she has that has come back, and I just pray, Lord, that You would guide and direct throughout the decisions that are going to be made soon. And I know she's just praising You for the healing that she's already had on the scar on her face and things like that. And I just pray, Lord, that You would just be a help there and just guide and direct. I pray for Dave and Chris as they're looking to put some new tenants into their home. And I just ask, Lord, that You would guide and direct there and just help them to make a wise choice in who they put in as a tenant. I pray, Lord, that you would also be with Randy as he's doing better, and we just thank you so much for that, Lord, that he is doing better, and pray that you continue to watch there. We do pray for our country and all the churches that opened up, and I just thank you, Lord, that they did open and took that step. And I pray, Lord, that you'd be with the pastors. I think of Solid Rock and just the citation that they're going to be given, and the, I'm assuming, looking at a court case, and I just pray, Lord, that you would bolster them up and help them through this. And I do pray for our churches here in New York, Lord, as some have been given a hard time, and the thing, the press that they had today, and I just thank you, Lord, and pray that you would continue to guide and direct, and just let us be able to open and be able to worship you freely. And we just pray for that in Jesus' name.
Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for the beautiful weather that you've given us these last few days, Lord.
Yeah,
we were able to enjoy that, Lord. We just thank you so much for that, Lord. And we come to you now and we think of our church and our church family, Lord. There's many that we haven't seen in weeks, Lord, because of this COVID, Lord. We think of Grandma. We ask that you just put a special blessing on her, Lord. I pray that her family would allow her to get back to church, Lord. We think of Bill and Jackie also, and also their health and the different problems that are going on there. And we just ask that you would just heal there. We continue to pray for Jeannie and Dave, with this, heal Jeannie of this pain that she has constantly in her stomach. And, we think of the Swart House that we haven't seen in quite a while, Lord. We ask that you just be with them, and that you bring them back to church also, Lord.
Yeah.
And you're just blessed there. We think of all those that are still out of work, Lord. I think of Deb's back to work, Lord, and Matthew, who's looking to get back to work, and me and many others, Lord, that are just waiting, Lord, and with uncertainty, Lord, I ask that you would just help in those situations, Lord. I just thank you for providing for us and just taking care of us during this time, Lord. We ask that you be with many of the missionaries, Lord, that are not in the States and are not deemed essential right now like we are, Lord, and not able to hold services, Lord. I pray you would be with them, Lord, and that you would give them answers, Lord, and that you would be quick to open your churches in these other countries, Lord, that they'd be able to worship. We think of the leaders in our country, Lord, that you would just be with them, Lord, and help them to make wise decisions, Lord, and help them come to know you as Savior, Lord. You would send someone away, Lord, if they'd be convicted, and they would come to know you, and that they would just turn their life over to you. We pray for our president, and ask that you be with him, Lord, as he's gone through so much, Lord. We just ask that you give him a special blessing, Lord, for all that he's gone through, Lord, and help him to make wise decisions. And we pray for these court cases against these churches and all over the state, Lord. We just ask that everything would just be stopped. They wouldn't even have to go to court, Lord, and that everything would just be dropped and we can go on, Lord. We thank you again for this time that we're able to come here and worship you in your house. In Jesus' name,
amen.
Dear Heavenly Gracious Father, Lord, we are so thankful, Lord, for the book of Psalms, and we are so thankful for the Psalms we looked at today. And Lord, we thank you so much, Lord, for the ability to come to you and ask for these petitions. And Lord, we just lift up Jeannie, and we just pray, Lord, for her, and we just pray that you take her cancer and pain away. We think of Randy, Lord, getting better, Lord, but he's already had a couple backtracks, and just pray, Lord, for him. Even Keegan tonight, Lord, I just pray, Lord, you heal his broken body, and I just pray, Lord, you just watch over him. Be with Dale, John and Sandy's son-in-law. I just pray, Lord, for his cancer, and Sharon and hers. And we just pray, Lord, for all the illnesses that are going around, Lord, with Bill, and Lord, I just pray, Lord, everything goes out with the testing. Everything's well there, Lord. Lord, I just pray, Lord, as a Christian, I just ask you to forgive me, Lord, for so long that we've taken church attendance lightly, Lord, and the doors are always open, but now we're seeing that the doors are closing, and maybe permanently, Lord, as the fight is going to go to the courts, and just like in the days of the pre-revolution, in the days of our country being founded, Lord, we're at that same spot again, Lord, and I just pray, Lord, we as Christians, Lord, realize realize how treasured our church is and our church attendance. And I just pray, Lord, for that. Lord, be with our leaders. Lord, I think President Trump, like Chris said, Lord, and I just pray, Lord, you just protect him.
Yes.
Vice President Pence, Lord.
Yes.
I just pray, Lord, you just be with them tonight and help them, Lord, to overcome the adversities that are pushed upon them, Lord. Give us safety as we go home. I pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Father, praise you again. Thank you. Thank you for these prayer requests. Thank you that you hear each one and touch each life in a special way. I thank again, Father, of our own folks, and pray again that you bring about that we could gather again and just be together as a church and word these prayers before your throne room. And I thank you again, Father, for those that have come out tonight and been able to be here. And I pray again a special blessing on our prayer time. Father, especially that you'd hear our prayers, but also that you'd hear each of our folks. And Father, as they would either be phoned in or get a recording of this service, Father, that you'd touch hearts in a special way. I pray that you'd be with Tim and Linda. I know they wanted to be here on Facebook. I think, again, of their joy of just rehearsing the Wednesday night prayer list again when they were here last week. And I pray again, Father, that you touch, encourage them, and bless them. I think of Steve again that needs to hear from you. Thank you for him coming out. And it was mentioned that you'd be with Jody and Sheila and touch them. And Father, that we could again hear from heaven. Thank you that we could again just assemble our voice together as a church. And pray, Father, as we look for a time when we could gather together as a church again, Father, that you'd again touch hearts. And Father, that you would again encourage our shut-ins, especially with your strength, your healing, and your blessing tonight. And Father, we'll give you all the praise. Thank you for your great love for us. Thank you that we could word these prayer requests tonight. See our heart, hear our prayer. In the name of Christ, we pray it. Amen. So when I read one of those psalms like that we covered tonight, I come out with this song. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me Thy great salvation, so rich and free. Praise the Lord.
Now that we have questions back there, I want to ask you a question. So, that psalm we looked at tonight, I've heard many, of course, Steve Johnson and others, and I don't know about you, but like they have said, you know, like somebody that's fallen away, you know, let them see the inside of the jail cell to bring them around. And like when I look at Psalm 109, the one that we look at, like the first five verses, there wasn't anything really bad in those five verses. And I thought, when we read it actually tonight, I thought of President Trump. But I also think, too, that I pray, like the people that are doing this are to be brought to justice.
Yeah.
But I don't see why that's wrong. I don't go in and say attack their families.
I guess that's where I stop and take a pause and say, hey, wait a minute, what's going on here?
I mean, you can get deep into it, but I want to make sure that that's okay. I mean, I want this to be
wrong. Yeah.
They're breaking the law.
Just like there are certain verses that almost apply exactly to what Christ said on the cross in that psalm, there's verses that we can look at and say, yeah, they got it coming, you know. And so lots of times when I read some of those things, in fact, going through the Psalms this time, President Trump was on my mind all the time. I mean, you look at the attacks that he's undergone and the just the vile hatred that people have for them, for him. And it's undoubtedly diabolical. I mean, it's straight from the pits of hell that they hate him so. So we can see that as the enemy. But even in that, you know, I feel bad for Cuomo. I feel bad for some of these that, again, they're deserving and their hatred against our Lord and Savior is vile. Again, we still have to have a heart of compassion.
Right. And that I shows get that. Up. But like, for instance, let's say that the person, let's say it's dealing drugs. We should pray for their soul, but do we also say, listen, I hope that they get caught. So maybe And that's the way with like Adam Schiff and all the ones that have been lying. To me, lying under oath, that's a crime. And if you're committing a crime, to me, you should be punished. Just like if you're my next door neighbor and you're dealing drugs out of your house, I hope you get caught.
Yeah.
And so
there is a flavor in that psalm even that there's a judgment day coming and they're not going to get away with what they're doing. So that is in there again. And is that what you're...
That's what I'm saying. I mean, yeah, but if they got saved, like if Governor Cuomo got saved and changed, that would be amen.
Yeah.
But if he doesn't, I want him to be brought to justice because he's breaking the law, but I don't want to go against... You know, like you said, you never thought, you know, you never said that, but I mean, I pray for justice to be done.
Yeah.
Because if they can go around and they can do anything they want with kind of like carte blanche, to me, they've got to, you know, I mean, there's a constitution out there and there's a set of laws, so we don't break them. And I was just curious when you said that tonight, I'm thinking, well, you know, like when I even prayed this morning, I prayed, hey, I hope that the people that are going against Trump, if they're breaking the law, I hope they get caught and brought to justice.
Yeah.
Not a punishment, but like on their families, but them themselves a justice.
Yeah. Well, maybe that bringing them down would also lead to their salvation.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
There's one verse in this psalm that I said, may they not finish half their term.
Right, I think it's that.
Yeah, I've prayed that against politicians lots of times, presidents even again. Right. May they not finish half their term. And it's not that I'm looking for an assassination attempt. It's looking at that just stop this foolishness, you know. So, there is some feeling of justice. And when I mentioned the martyrs in the fifth seal there, I mean, to them, to me, again, that's like they bring vengeance down on them. It's a call for God to bring judgment down upon them. And so we're a little bit timid about some of that because we know, again, right now in the age of grace that, hey, anyone could get saved. And we ought to keep that first and foremost. But here, there is a judgment. There is a justice that's coming that's huge, overwhelming even in that psalm. Good point.